USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention dramatically eased COVID-19 guidelines for when Americans should wear masks indoors, a move that means over 72% of the U.S. population will reside in communities where indoor face coverings are no longer recommended. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We want to give people a break from things like mask wearing when our levels are low, and then have the ability to reach for them again should things get worse in the future.
And in an update from Ukraine, the streets of the Ukrainian capital of Kiev have become a battle zone, but President Vladimir Zelensky told citizens in a video message that the country is withstanding and repelling enemy attacks. More than 120,000 Ukrainians have already left, while 850,000 are internally displaced, according to the United Nations Deputy High Commissioner for Refugees. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, we're here with Nancy B., who's a longtime user of Revive One. Nancy, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
Well, my husband has a lot of pain in his back, and believe me, we've tried a million things. I have so many things on the counter. I've had prescriptions. I've had all kinds of things. But this really, really does relieve the pain on his shoulder and his back. And now I've got a little bursitis in my hip, and I've been using that too, and I'm so pleased. I want people to please try this product because it really, really works.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Drug maker Johnson & Johnson and three major distributors have finalized nationwide settlements over their role in the opioid addiction crisis, an announcement that clears the way for $26 billion to flow to nearly every state and local government in the United States. Taken together, the settlements are the largest to date among many opioid-related cases that have been playing out across the country. They're expected to provide a significant boost to efforts aimed at reversing the crisis in places that have been devastated by it, including many parts of rural America. U.S. market regulators are probing whether Tesla boss Elon Musk and his brother violated insider trading rules in connection with share sales last year. The Securities and Exchange Commission launched its probe after Kimball Musk sold $108 million worth of Tesla stock just a day before a significant drop in the electric car maker's price. Tesla stock value dropped sharply after Elon Musk posted a Twitter poll asking whether he should sell 10% of his stake in the company. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
There's a new poll regarding the war in Ukraine, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
A majority of voters believe the Russian invasion of Ukraine would not have been a thing if former President Donald Trump were still in office. A new Harvard Center for American Political Studies Harris poll showing 62% of those surveyed think Russian President Vladimir Putin would not have invaded Ukraine if it were Trump instead of Biden in office. Over 85% of Republicans believe he would not have invaded, a sharp contrast from Democrats, with under 40% thinking things would be different.
More than 80% of the billions of dollars in federal rental assistance aimed at keeping families in their home during the pandemic went to low-income tenants, according to the Treasury Department. In the fourth quarter of 2021, the Treasury Department found that more than 40% of tenants getting help were black, and two-thirds of recipients were female-headed households. According to the Eviction Lab at Princeton University, the most likely to face eviction are low-income women, especially women of color. Domestic violence victims and families with children are also at high risk for eviction. Lawmakers approved over $46.5 billion in emergency rental assistance last year. After early challenges getting the funds out, the pace of the distribution picked up over the last few months. Throughout 2021, over $25 billion has been spent and obligated. That represents 3.8 million payments to households. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.